Bob and Elizabeth Dole, are we looking at the first wife and husband or husband and wife team for president and vice president in 1988?
Well, there's been a little jesting about that, Dan. I think my husband has suggested that at least you save a little money, you could close down one of the homes.
I do want to point out, and we appreciate very much, the fact that Elizabeth Dole has had a sore throat and laryngitis for about the last 24 to 48 hours. And what we want to point that out and say that we really appreciate, despite that, being here with us this
evening.
Thank
you. I'm delighted to be here. I hope I'm going to be able to speak when I address the convention tomorrow night.
Well, let's get serious for a second, Senator. Do you consider yourself qualified to be president?
I consider myself qualified to be president, yes.
Do you consider yourself more qualified to be president than your wife?
Now you're getting me in a problem, but no, I think we're equally qualified. I think she runs ahead of me in the polls right now.
Would you be willing to run as her vice presidential candidate?
I might, as long as she didn't take me to the Falkland Islands or somewhere like Mrs. Thatcher took her husband and leave me there. I mean, but you know, I'll try to work something out.
I want to show you a pen. Have you seen these?
No.
I think I had those made.
No, I have not seen them, Dan. That's the first time I've seen it. I plead ignorance.
I haven't seen that one. That's a little different than the one I had made.
Well, I'm told, by the way, that they get $4.50 for these, and I hope at the very least that you're getting some commission off that. But you'll note that it doesn't say which way the ticket would read. It says Dole, 88.
Right, it has my picture first. I mean, but there are three different styles, those I've seen today, and I'm not responsible for the other two. But I think it's something we've talked about it, obviously. We don't joke about it, but it's... I think the important thing is to get on with the 84 election.
That's right.
Or at least a semi-serious note, if there is such a thing. Is it practical to think we'll ever have a husband-wife team as a ticket?
Oh, I think it's a possibility.
I think it's certainly conceivable. I have said for a long time, as far as a woman being president of the United States, that I certainly expect that to happen in my lifetime. I have no blueprint for being that person or for running, but certainly there are many qualified women, Dan, to fill that role or the vice presidency. And obviously, if you're qualified for vice president, you're qualified for president, so it's certainly possible that it could happen.
I know that both of you have a sense of history. You've been part of history. Why wouldn't you have a sense of history? But are we seeing in the Reagan-Bush ticket the last all-male, all-white ticket in this country?
I think there's a likelihood of that. I think the barriers are down. I think the Mondale move as far as selecting women was a good one, overdue. You know, Elizabeth has joked to me. She said, "Do you think there'll be a man on the ticket in 88? So I said, "They're moving in." And there's a lot of movement going on, as she denies having said that.
No, you said that, not I.
Elizabeth Dole, are you comfortable with a platform that doesn't come out for the Equal Rights Amendment?
Dan, you know, there's more than one way to reach equal rights for women. The important thing is, do we believe in equal rights for women? And if we do, we're going to start right now, as we have been over these past 3.5 years, to eliminate vestiges of discrimination in our laws and our regulations. So I'm quite comfortable that there is more than one route.
Well, we're going to say, you think the party, in its heart of hearts, is seriously interested in promoting equal rights for women?
Yes, I do. I truly do.
You know, I think we've demonstrated that the president has, and obviously Elizabeth and others have, in what we've done in child support, in the tax laws, and pension equity for women.
Major gains that have been made, Dan, and frankly, I don't think we've done enough in getting our message out. But certainly in terms of eliminating the estate tax that's been such a burden on women who've had to sell a small farm or a family business to pay estate taxes. As Bob mentioned, the enforcement of child support laws, there's almost $4 billion out there that the courts have awarded to women that needs to be collected. The president's plan would do so. And many other initiatives, increasing IRAs for the homemaker. Pension reform is crucial. And our pension provision, of course, which is about to be signed into law, is a very strong measure on behalf of his
party. But I think, in addition, he's appointed
president.
Some outstanding women, and three in his cabinet. We've just heard an outstanding speech by Jean Kirkpatrick.
Very powerful speech.
And,
yes.
I think the president's committed, and I know the party's committed. We need to do more. We're not a perfect party, as I'll say tomorrow night in my speech.
We look forward to hearing that speech. We appreciate you being with us, Senator and Secretary Dole.
Thank you.